This afternoon in Brooksville, the Governing Board of the Southwest Florida Water Management District, or SWFTMUD, increased some restrictions on water use in the Tampa Bay region. But even tougher watering restrictions were rejected because of concerns about how they would affect jobs. Richard Owen, Deputy Executive Director of SWFTMUD, recommended to the board that the Water Management District add some features to the current Phase 3 water use restrictions, which were adopted 4 months ago, rather than adopt the stricter Phase 4 constraints.
We think that there may still be opportunities for the member governments to do more in terms of managing their systems on a more precise basis and reduce use through those techniques. We think there's tremendous opportunity, as we talked about before, through price signals, and we would specifically ask the member governments to consider imposing a drought surcharge and to communicate that. And to communicate that, that's the only way it would work. Otherwise, people wouldn't see that until they got their bill. The reclaimed water concept, get more people on reclaimed water, and then also in the Tampa Bay area, hold a drought summit.
The drought surcharge Owen spoke about would be an extra fee imposed for water use above a certain level, so that only people who waste the most water would be affected. SWFTMUD also recommended imposing a fee on people who have access to a reclaimed water system but choose not to hook it up. These are part of the enhanced Phase 3 water use restrictions approved Tuesday, but that was only after Owen recommended against these even more restrictive Phase 4 limitations.
We would be looking at banning residential car washing, prohibiting all fundraising car washes, pressure washing essentially prohibited unless there was some health or safety necessity requiring it. An interesting provision that for public buildings that are the air conditioning is based on a water evaporative system, we would require them to keep their temperatures above 78 degrees and heating no greater than 68, where it's based on the use of water.
Those Phase 4 restrictions were being considered because of a request earlier this month by Tampa Bay Water, the wholesale water distributor to water utilities in Pasco, Pinellas, and Hillsborough counties. But those tough restrictions were rejected by SWFTMUD, Owen says, because they might affect jobs. Three farmers who grow water-intensive St. Augustine sod spoke in opposition to those Phase 4 restrictions, including Frank Balog.
It's a big concern of mine. This last time we did this modification, it put us out of business for 2 months. We had no income for 2 months.
One member of the public spoke in favor of the more severe Phase 4 restrictions, saying it would be a good message for SWFTMUD to send to a public that needs to understand how serious the water problem is. Another, Charles Lee, who represents Audubon of Florida, says that water conservation is an issue that should not only be addressed during a drought. Lee recommends two policies that should be implemented to save water even when there's not a drought.
We need to move in the direction of mandatory conservation through the requirement of conservation devices as part of the agreement between the utility supplier and the customer when the customer hooks up to the utility. Those things are, one, mandatory conversion to water conservation toilets of 1.28 gallons per flush, and secondly, the requirement that every irrigation system be controlled by a soil moisture sensor.
The only SWFTMUD governing board member to vote against adding some restrictions to the existing Phase 3 water use limits prefers the more severe Phase 4 restrictions. Board Vice Chair Todd Pressman is a land use lobbyist from Clearwater.
I would suggest rather than doing a modified Phase 3, we do a modified Phase 4. We move forward with a Phase 4 order and cherry pick some of the items that have been presented here today. For example, required enforcement or required increased fees for homeowners we've been discussing. Do not serve water in restaurants unless asked. Put that into effect rather than a request. Consider 78 degrees in public buildings that are water cooled and no fountains or no waterfalls.
But Pressman's ideas were not advanced by the rest of the governing board, who settled on the enhanced Phase 3 restrictions. Some board members warned that the restrictions could get even more severe in the near future because below-average rainfall amounts are expected to continue through June. Granville Kinsman, hydrologic data manager with SWFTMUD, warns that the current rainfall deficit began in June of 2005 and is more than 27 inches.
The Hillsborough River is considered critically abnormal. This is particularly of importance because this is a source of water supply for the Tampa Bay area. The Bill Young Reservoir, on the other hand, as you can see, is down to about 520 million gallons out of a total capacity of about 15 billion gallons. It's about 3% of its potential capacity. This is expected to be depleted by next month sometime. It's about $9 billion less than we had last year at this time.
Fish are even being removed from the reservoir in order to prevent contamination of the drinking water by fish die-off as the water is depleted. But too much water consumption is as much to blame as a lack of rainfall. Tampa Bay Water is permitted to withdraw up to 90 million gallons per day from groundwater wells, but will exceed that unless conservation measures improve, says Swift Mud's Richard Owen.
Last year, they pumped less than 70 million gallons a day from the 11 well fields. Well, with an empty reservoir, with empty rivers,
let's go.
There's not a whole lot of choice except for groundwater and seawater desal and demand management and emergency measures. So that's the challenge that we have.